this because this is so helpful. We're really entitled, each of us, to a full advancement of truth. So this isn't, the energies we're working with is not just a little like, oh, Mercury retrograde presented itself or whatever. This is the sign of the times. So they're asking us to really embrace what is being offered without exception, and to understand that it's bringing forth a warrant for, our dismissal. So in other words, we've really been aligning with ego consciousness. We've really been attuned to the linear format, and that we're actually good to go in terms of receiving a higher reality. Now, in order to do that, we've got to make choices. We've got to make selections that are in alignment with truth versus a false story. So they're saying what's being presented. I'm literally looking at like that kid's game where you hit the pinata and you turn the kid around, and it's almost like that's what's happening to all of us, in that we're really almost to a place of like disorientation in terms of the storyline, in terms of those like falsehoods that we've been believing in and really strongly. Hi Tom, welcome, nice to have you. That have really kept us in bondage, that have really limited our perception of self. And so just to catch Tom up, what they're talking about are the energies that we're working with to embrace everything that occurs, because it's really introducing you to your true awareness, to your true, who is not muted? There we go. Is really introducing you to your true awareness, to your true capacity to learn new jargon, learn new truths about self. So again, what's presenting is what we have believed in falsely. If you can remember that, whatever the drama is, whatever comes your way, to really see this as an opportunity to identify false teachings and for the atonement or the correction to take place. And so when you feel a little disoriented because this is coming so fast, some people are feeling it emotionally, some people are feeling it physically, some both. To really recognize that we are at the cause. In other words, we're bringing all this forward because we're entitled to forgiveness. We're entitled to a new opportunity of harmonious truth. And so there's like an exchange program. It's almost like if you turn in your old ice skates, they'll present you with some new ones. But here's the key, we're the catalyst for change. We have to be willing to turn in the old, you see? So if we keep holding on to it like, oh gosh, life's happening to me, poor me, we're gonna miss the opportunity. Now, we're not really, because it's gonna sit there until we decide to attend to it. It's like if you ignore it, that's fine, but it's not going anywhere. So that's the point, to embrace everything that's coming your way and realizing that it's there to be used as leverage. It's there to be used as a catalyst. Now, when you kind of come into that groove, when you come into that approach, you're going to understand how fast you can start moving now. Because I'm literally looking at, like, imagine what I'm looking at is really the divine self and like the energies of the earth plane that we've known it to be. And I'm literally seeing this like being of light, which represents us, like our true nature. So literally, and just hopping, almost like leapfrog or something. It's kind of like hop, hop, hop. And what I'm looking at is like the earth, and I'm looking at who we really are. Who, if you can imagine yourselves, they want us to play with this, like the imagery of it, 12 feet, 13 feet. 14 feet. They've been sharing this for a couple of group members, but now they're just sharing it with all of us for us to really get into the awareness that we're working with mirage, we're working with consciousness, and that this is our time to import us to our truth. So the more that you can feel yourself to be that vertical truth, it will help you. It will help you in terms of that self-promotion. It would help you in terms of really feeling the power that we can all align with now. And as we do, I'm literally seeing us boom, 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 just jumping over hurdles that in the past would just keep us like lost, like there's no more loss. But it does require application. So we can't just sit there waiting for spirit to do it, or waiting for someone else to do it, or even a master that we call on, like Jesus, can you do that? Anyone that we call in are going to help inspire us. They're going to help us to see what we need to do. So again, it's a proactive approach. It's a loving approach. It's They share this in one of the daily messages. It's a kind approach. You cannot take out the whip and get yourself where you're going, because the energies that you're working with self of are of a priority. So in other words, it has to be the energy of love, because only love heals. Only love heals. So when you notice yourself not being very loving to self, it's just a reminder. It's like, let me try again. Let me try again. Let me try again. So this is it. Doesn't matter how many takes. Like, imagine filming a movie. Take 14, take 15. They don't care. It doesn't matter, because it's like time is holographic. It's not linear. It doesn't matter, because the second you get it, all the rest disappears. It's not real anyway. So take your time, be loving, kind, patient with self, and just beautiful horizons. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to bring forth the attunement. Remember your frequency beam. So while the words are coming through, it's really energy. The words are symbols. So you want to move past the symbols to the energy and receive the energy, because the energy is coming to bless you. And I'm literally seeing the roses being offered to each of you. The energy is coming to bless you. So this is the blessing that you have orchestrated, that you have called forth. Remember, you're the co-creator in all moments, all moments. So you're calling forth the divine wisdom. You're calling forth the keys to your ascension. You're calling forth the orchestration of the embodiment of love. So receive that energetically. Receive the power of that. So we're going to bring forth the attunement. Receive it on an energy level. And then we're going to go through the class. So funny. Go through everyone in the group. You're invited to ask a question, and or they will tune in to whatever's for your best and highest good to receive. The session is recorded. You can go on the website after if you would like to listen. So I'm just going to make sure everyone is listen again, I should say. Everyone is muted. Yes. Okay. So let us begin. Of course, we have begun. But they're having me do that introductory invocation on purpose, because what it does is takes you to a place of openness. It takes you to a place of receptivity, and they're saying that's the challenge, that they're keeping up the pace, but that we tend to be looking here, there, and everywhere. So this is about coming into alignment with our divine self. If you can imagine like the middle of a rose, and so in that middle of a rose, like sometimes you see those pictures and it's like Kuan Yin sitting there, or middle of a lotus flower, there's Kuan Yin looking happy, joyous, and free. That's us. Kuan Yin's just representing our true nature. So you really want to take yourself in like the prism of change. Just imagine that you're just surrounded by light, that you're surrounded by the energies of love. Okay, so one moment, please. And everybody, welcome. So nice to have you.